It's been a busy summer for anyone connected to the city's pre-kindergarten expansion. It's happening fast, not just opening new programs and enrolling children, but getting enough teachers trained and ready to go. But will they be ready? WNYC's Robin Schulman visits Lehman College in the Bronx, where aspiring pre-K teachers have been whipping through a tuition-free course to get their master's degrees, but more importantly, to get their bearings before they lead classes of four-year-olds.
The dizzying pace started when they submitted their applications.
I applied on a Saturday, and I found out I was in on a Tuesday.
That's Ruby Myrie.
And that Monday class started. So all within a week, my life flipped upside down.
Another student said after she applied, she got a call back on a Saturday morning, did her interview at 9 at night that same day, and got accepted during the interview.
I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a game because on a weekend, how are they going to be working for a weekend? That's unbelievable.
Since June, the CUNY Scholars, as they're known, have spent their mornings observing four-year-old classrooms. In the afternoons and evenings, they've taken four classes in just over 2 months. Many have kids of their own. Some dash home in the middle of the day to make dinner or rush home after the night class to put the kids to bed.
I'm all the time late. Work is a lot, too. It's overwhelming. And like last night, I went to sleep at 3 in the morning. It was struggling. It was hard.
The scholars gather in the office of Kim Vanderbilt, the Bronx campus liaison, to print their final papers.
Ruby, I thought the paper looked really good.
No, I don't know why you were worried about it. I was like, was she kidding?
I was like, Kim, where are you?
The paper cited a sociologist Vanderbilt says is her idol.
You Piaget'd her out, Ruby. You did. You constructed meaning out of her.
Vanderbilt is the glue holding it all together. She responds to text messages at 11 at night and calls preschool directors to find jobs for her teachers. The summer is wrapping up. Some don't yet have jobs, but Vanderbilt is confident they all will soon.
Come on, Patricia.
Before the session's over, Vanderbilt wants a photo.
Oh, you're all so cute. You're so great.
Their next project is preparing for the first day of school. Are they excited?
Yes, I am very excited because this is my background. I really want to be a teacher.
The trainees were chosen out of 1,200 applicants, and they range in experience. One served as a coordinator in a children's oncology unit. Another was an HR director. Ruby Myrie has worked with disabled adults and hopes to work with four-year-olds with disabilities.
It fulfills my life to work with them. I just really like being a part of making someone else's life better and making sure that they're treated in a way that they deserve to be treated.
One woman is changing careers at age 50. Two sisters are some of the youngest, least experienced.
I'm Anisha Haynes. I'm 21.
Ashley Haynes, 23. It's our first experience in like a career-based professional. So it's kind of like hard. And you're responsible. I had like a cold sweat the other night. I'm like, I'm really doing this?
When school starts, Vanderbilt is prepared to handle their nerves.
That's okay. Panic is okay. I have a car and I'll be driving around the Bronx. And I'm not kidding. They have my cell numbers. Everyone will have my cell number in their phone. And I'll be going to sites. I will be there. They have real talent. And more than anything, they have passion. And that's what you need. The rest we'll teach them.
For WNYC, I'm Robin Schulman.